This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Henshaws have a 12 Days of Giving campaign to support the art makers at the Henshaws Arts and Crafts Centre in Knaresborough. The donations will help provide materials and pay for utilities at the workshops, which help disabled people express themselves and explore different types of art. We're joined today by Flora Simpson, the Henshaws Senior Philanthropy Manager, to learn more. Hi Flora, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi Amelia, thank you so much for having me on today.
So before we talk about the 12 Days of Giving campaign, can you give us an overview of what you do at Henshaws?
Yeah, so Henshaws is actually one of the oldest charities in the UK. I don't think many people realise that. And we started off as a charity for the blind and for people with visual impairments. And now we have progressed to support people not just with visual impairments, but also with different disabilities, because we find that the two really go hand in hand. I'd say about 50% of the people we support have a visual impairment. So we have our Arts and Crafts Centre here in Knaresborough that I'm going to be talking to you about today, which is where we do all different creative workshops throughout the week. Like you said, it's for people to come and create friendships, socialise, learn new skills. And we also have our specialist college in Harrogate, which is for people with a range of complex needs. And we also have services in Manchester. So we have offer counselling in Royal Eye Hospital. And we have children residential services for children with visual impairments. And then adults who might have lost their sight later in life, which you can imagine what a scary world that is for people. So, yeah, we offer all kinds of services across the north.
And what is the 12 Days of Giving campaign and why is the funding so important?
So, yeah, we run this every year. It's an annual campaign. So it's called 12 Days of Giving because we have 12 creative workshops here at our Arts and Crafts Centre. And this ranges from drama to music to jewellery to woodwork, anything you can kind of think of, we do horticulture. And one of our problems, though, is that we need funding to keep these workshops going so people can come and enjoy our services. And, you know, it's a life kind of like, you know, teaches them so many different life skills. So we run this appeal to help us fund the materials for the workshops. That could be anything from paintbrushes to musical equipment to pottery to clay, so all kinds of different things. But then another thing that we need help funding is the utilities, so keeping the heating and the light going throughout the year. So to fund a workshop for a full year is £5,000, which, you know, sounds like a lot of money, and we have these 12 workshops that all need funding. So we're asking anyone if you can help in any way to support maybe a workshop that really resonates with you. Maybe you love drama or music is your thing, and maybe you could sponsor us for a month or 2 months, or anything you could do to support us would be absolutely amazing.
And like you said, there's a huge range of workshops that you offer, but what kind of feedback do you get from people who have attended one or multiple of the workshops?
Yeah, so it's so amazing hearing people's real life stories. I think that's what really drives us to do what we do. One of my favourite stories is Lauren, who attends our workshops. When she first started, she was classed as nonverbal. She would speak in a really quiet whisper, but would really not say a lot of words. And since she came, she's been doing drama and music, and now we hear her singing Let It Go at the top of her voice around the centre, and she's front and centre of our choir. And Mum has just had tears flowing when she came to watch us perform because she couldn't believe the change in her and how much her confidence had grown. And these are stories that we're hearing day to day, just how much people, the families, are noticing the difference to their child when they go home and seeing how much they've grown and learn. And, you know, I think, yeah, it's just incredible.
And what's the best way for people to learn more about the workshops and how to donate?
Yeah, so the best way to learn about us first is if you are local, please come in and visit us. I would love to show you around the centre, show you all the workshops in action, come and meet our art makers, which is what we call the people who attend our workshops here. Come and see all the crafts and what they're up to and how Henshaws has changed their lives. If you're not local, please, you can check out our website at henshaws.org.uk, have a read up. There's loads of people's stories on there of who attend Henshaws and how it's changed their lives. So you can have a little look there or email me. So you can get in touch with me and I'll tell you more about what we've got going on. But any donation is absolutely welcome. So whether that's from £5 to £500, it would be amazing whatever anyone could give would be incredible. And like I said, it is life changing. But if businesses want to support a particular workshop, so one thing I try and do is go out to say, like, the jewellery, local jewellery companies, if you'd like to come and be the sponsor for our jewellery workshop. And we put a lovely plaque outside to say sponsored by and the company that supported us. So yeah, anyone, any donation is so welcome. This isn't just a Christmas appeal, it is year round. So after, at the end of January, it moves from 12 Days of Giving to our sponsor a workshop appeal. So it is something that we need funding all year round, because like I said, these workshops run all year round. So we run Monday to Friday, all throughout the week doing these different workshops. And we really, really need your support though.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Flora Simpson from Henshaws, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much, Amelia.